we have come to the last Sunday of Advent. And of course, once again, we see that this particular week is not a full week, because there are 2 days after the Sunday of Advent, including Christmas Eve, which is not really part of the week. It's a special feast unto itself. And then the great feast of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is on Wednesday night and morning. And so again, once again, we see a very, very short week of the fourth week of Advent. But nevertheless, we still celebrate it. We have to. It is required by tradition and by law. And so in this particular rite, we see that Mary has already received the message of the angel, St. Gabriel, and she has agreed to become the Mother of God. And he tells her, sort of, but not quite as proof of what he was saying, that it was true, your old relative Elizabeth, in her old age, who was considered to be barren, is now in the sixth month, for nothing is impossible to God. And so Mary is surprised in a way, but not really. She knows nothing is impossible to God, because she herself, the Immaculate Conception, is a virgin and shall remain a virgin. That is a dogma of the faith. Before, during, and after the birth of Christ. And yet she is going to be the mother of the Messiah, the Son of God. So nothing is impossible to God. And then Elizabeth, in her old age, is with child. But her own parents, St. Anne and St. Joachim, in their old age, were with child, with her. And they received the message of the Archangel St. Gabriel that they would become the mother and father of the Mother of God, Mother of the Messiah, who is coming to save his people from their sins. So what every single word, every single phrase, every single pause, comma, colon, and semicolon in the Gospels of these days are wondrous events in which we should meditate and from which we should draw much profit spiritually and for our lives here on earth, because they will tend as a result towards the everlasting kingdom of heaven. So the Blessed Mother, she does what any person who is really holy does. There's a lot of people that pretend to be holy and tell everybody how holy they are, and they go around with their hands folded and their heads bent, but they don't do anything about it. That's not the way holiness works. Holiness works. Yes, there is contemplation and meditation and prayer, but holiness works. And so the Blessed Mother, without any further ado, she says, well, this relative, Elizabeth, who's in her 70s, maybe older, is with child. I need to go help her. So she tells St. Joseph, and they get together a donkey or a mule, and she rushes to the hill country of Judah, to the town of Ein Karim, where St. Zechariah of the house of Levi, but also of the house of David, had his villa. They were not poor. They could afford all kinds of service. That isn't the reason Mary went. And so she went. And St. Joseph had to get back, because even though he was a worker, a carpenter, a construction, not just a worker, but one who actually made the plans for houses and other things, including the furnishings, they were not poor either. That's not why they went to the cave. As there are many people with their modern-day mythologies that want to make a godness out of poverty, that is not the way it is. They were where they were supposed to be for the sake and for the purpose that God had determined. So he takes her and he leaves her. And then the minute she enters the house, the villa, she greets St. Elizabeth and St. Zechariah behind her. Shalom, peace. And the minute she spoke, the baby in her womb, St. John the Baptist, leapt for joy because he was cleansed in the womb of his mother from original sin, just as St. Joseph had been when he was born, when he was conceived. Not Mary, she was conceived without original sin. And of course, the Holy Spirit is the one speaking here. And St. Luke tells us so. And these are words that are of faith. We cannot just choose to not believe them, because then we're no longer Catholics. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. A miracle. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, it was he who was speaking through her, cry out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." She did not know, and there's no indication that she had received a special revelation like the other things. Right then and there, the Holy Spirit let her know. And she was open to the Holy Spirit, as we should be always. But she also says, she's amazed, she's surprised. How could this be? How could this happen to me, that the mother of my God should come to me? And that's what it means, what it says there. That the mother of my God should come to me. Now, whoever heard of such a thing? The mother of God. She is the one and only mother of God, Mary most holy. And Elizabeth proclaims this by the Holy Spirit. And then she says what happens to the infant in her womb. He says, "Blessed art thou who has believed what was spoken to thee by the Lord, that it would be fulfilled." And of course it was spoken by the messenger of the Lord, the archangel St. Gabriel. And so we have this mystery of the visitation. It is no wonder that when we celebrate the Mass of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, and if you look at her image in the foyer, she is rushing, her garments are flying behind her and her veil, and her one foot is behind the other. She's not just standing there, she's rushing to help us. Prompt succor, quick assistance. The Mass for Our Lady of Prompt Succor has this particular gospel, the Visitation. The Visitation, which shows us that the Blessed Mother comes to our assistance. And so we need to go to her, to present to her our needs, whatever they may be. And so today, several days before the actual birth of the Lord, of the Messiah, of the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Savior of Israel, we see this magnificent gospel, which gives to us so much to ponder. We could be here till midnight and not go through everything. But that is enough. So today we give thanks to God for the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God in the womb of the ever-Virgin Immaculate Mary, for the visitation, and for the cleansing, the baptism of St. John the Baptist in the womb of St. Elizabeth, his mother. We have to wait till we are born and the waters, the cleansing waters of baptism, are poured on our head by the priest or the bishop. St. John the Baptist was cleansed in the womb of his mother, St. Elizabeth. So blessed art thou who believed that what was spoken to thee by the Lord would be fulfilled. And so that is where you ought to be. That is what you ought to hear when your visitation comes. And our Lord calls our death the moment of our visitation, for which we are born and for which we need to prepare every single day, avoiding sin and seeking to grow in sanctifying grace and many indulgences. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.